Sudan turns down peace efforts. Christians launch an awareness campaign. Floods hinder a Christian relief supply distribution in India. And the child death toll rises in Lebanon despite a ceasefire. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sudan has rejected a United Nations peacekeeper resolution. That leaves efforts to stop the genocide in Darfur uncertain. Open Doors Advocacy Coordinator Lindsay Vesey says Christians are becoming more aware of Sudan's tragedy, both in the south and in Darfur. They're launching an action campaign this Thursday for two reasons, the first of which is to mobilize more prayer in order to
connect the persecuted church with the Western church. The second thing I would say is that we are doing an email campaign to the UN Secretary General Kofi Annan and kind of reminding him of what's happening to Christians in Sudan.
Vesey says the campaign is an opportunity to take action in solidarity.
We all are the body of Christ, and often in the Western church, we tend to think of us and them. It's not really an us and them situation. Christ calls us to care for our own, and there is nothing better we can do than to support them when they're in a difficult time. Persecuted Christians all around the world, the first thing they ask for is prayer.
Next, the Ministry of Justice has submitted proposed amendments for consideration by Russian lawmakers, further tightening restrictions of the nation's religion law. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith explains the changes.
The proposed amendments include some provisions that would forbid lay believers from preaching without authorization or official documents. All ministers and members of the church's executive councils would have to have documents confirming their status as ministers. The law, or as it's proposed anyway, would also require churches planning any missionary activities to notify local and territorial governments of upcoming missionary activities.
According to Griffith, this isn't good news for foreign workers.
Missionaries who violate the rights for missionaries, unquote, would not be allowed to enter Russia. Humanitarian aid outreaches that could fall under sharp scrutiny with these amendments.
It would also hurt evangelism. Pray that the amendments would die for lack of support. You're listening to Mission Network News. Flooding from monsoon rains in India are hindering relief supplies from reaching those who need help. Gospel for Asia's Compassion Services workers in Western India are doing all they can to get through two flood victims, providing food supplies, water, shelter, and medicine. Even GFA missionaries are among the victims, but they continue reaching out with tangible expressions of God's love. Pray that those suffering will be drawn to Christ through His faithful workers. Meanwhile, children are dying in Lebanon, but not because of a violation of the ceasefire agreement. The culprit? Unexploded ordnance, or UXO. World Vision says 17 children were killed in the first week alone. World Vision is embarking on an information campaign to warn families about UXOs. 18,000 bombs, rockets, and mortar shells fell on Lebanon and are a grave threat to the public. Pray that as the World Vision team helps, their testimony will speak to those spiritually searching. And fishing villages dot the shores of Lake Rukwa in Tanzania, East Africa. With no accessible roads, villagers are cut off from others and from the gospel. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says they've been reaching these villages by boat, and more than 50 people have come to Christ.
The results are good. We're taking some of the Bible school students out there now and leaving them there to start organizing people. You'll make a trip and drop students off in some of these villages, and that's just going to be one of the projects of our local Bible school. That'll be part of their practical experiences going out there into these fishing villages.
But Vinton says there are strong forces against their ministry.
We need to pray for the breaking down of the power of Satan. That group of people in that area have this mountain god that they speak about and have very strong fears about. And so for the gospel to penetrate that area with power, so that people really come to knowledge of Christ.
Prayer is needed as evangelism and discipleship takes place. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is available by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828. This award-winning film will help you understand the Middle East situation better and why a Christian influence through satellite television is so important. You can also request your copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.